This is Friday, August 3rd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 355. I'm joined by Don Mead, George Tucker, and Josh Rego, talking about Infocom 2018. Don Mead starts off talking about her first year as an end user at Infocom 2018.
I sat with several of these folks, including Bill, on the end user panel for IMCA yesterday, and it was a fairly large room for that luncheon, and it was pretty darn full for most of the thing until we just sort of took over the show and kept talking, and then it sort of thinned out. But just people I've talked to and interacted with at the hotel, on the shuttle buses, at the parties, and on the show floor, there are a lot of end users, university staff, people like me that work for large corporations, people like me that work for large corporations that work for other customers. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of us, apparently.
I want to touch on something, because Bradford's experience, I want to see if it was similar to yours. His experience was, because he had a green tag, and here at Infocom 2018 this year, if you had a green stripe on your tag, indicated you were as an end user. When he walked up to people in their booths, they would not talk to him technically, right? You have that, and not for nothing, you are a female. The AV industry has a bad history of not taking female technical prowess seriously. So, did you experience, you know, anything where somebody wouldn't necessarily take your technical prowess seriously?
Actually, I didn't, but I think I'm kind of a rare case.
Okay.
Because, as you know, and as people that have seen me walking around the show know, I've got four badges.
Yes.
So I've got an exhibitor badge, I've got a press badge, I've got an end user badge, which I am now, and I've got my speaker badge.
Okay.
And I put them on a ring so that I could just flip when I get to the booth which one I want them to scan, usually my end user badge. But because I've got all these badges, because they see that I'm a speaker, because I have my, you know, hashtag AV loincloth worth of ribbons with credentials and things, you know, I sort of come into the booth commanding enough that, hey, I know what I'm talking about, here's why, now let's talk about the technical stuff.
Okay.
And also, as I said at the women's breakfast to some of the folks at my table, of all of the STEM fields, despite our history, I maintain that AV is one of the most female-friendly and female-welcoming of the STEM fields. I have friends that are data scientists, computer scientists, lab coat-wearing scientists.
Yeah.
All of them have horror stories that I just am amazed at, because the AV industry as a rule has been very welcoming to me as a woman, especially once I prove that I know my stuff, which is why I encourage young females in our industry to take classes, get certified,
yeah,
and know their stuff. So I didn't really have that experience, but I had a whole lot of things that indicated I wasn't your average bear.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.